Welcome to Good News for Today. I'm Marty Sula, your host, President of American Church Services and Marty Sula Productions. Our guest pastor for today is Pastor Dan Sparling. Pastor was the narrator of our radio Bible class about 2 years ago. We're glad to have him back. Pastor will be with us in just a moment after these brief words.
Guy and his cheap transmission fluid.
Seriously? My dealership just checked the brakes.
We all know how it can be to go to the wrong place for car repair.
I can't believe that check engine light is on again.
So don't risk it. Take your car to the experts at AAMCO. AAMCO.
People who know, come to AAMCO of Bristol Levittown. Make an appointment today for our air conditioning tune-up, including a system inspection, leak check, and dye test if needed for $129.95. Simply call 215-949-1400. Call today.
If you have a problem at night going from one room to another in a dark hallway, stairways that could use illumination going up or down, or need a night light for any room, see your friends at Batteries Plus Bulbs and ask them about their new Mr. Beams Step Deck Light that lights up when anyone comes within a few feet of the sensitive bright LED light fixture that fits anywhere, offering a bright light to your darkened path. It can be used indoors or outdoors, is battery operated, fits in the palm of your hand, and even lasts up to 20 years. Call Ted and the pros at Batteries Plus Bulbs for your personal cell phone, iPhone, or domestic electrical or other energy needs. Their number is 267-583-3090. The number again is 267-583-3090. They're in the Fairless Hill Shopping Center, corner of Route 1 and Oxford Valley Road. Their hours are Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So stop in today and walk in the light and not in the dark.
This morning, I'd like to pause in the story at that moment we thought we'd seen the last of Jesus. The dead body of Jesus has been laid in the tomb. The tomb had been sealed. Jesus, the King of the universe, had died without a single follower. That's the point I'd like to pause in your imagination. Just stop right there, because I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, who do you associate better with, Peter or Judas? The name Peter does mean rock. His name actually was Simon, if you remember, but Jesus nicknamed him Petra in Greek, rock. And I think that's a pretty strong name. It's a pretty good name for Peter. And you know, if you know the book of Acts, you know where Peter ends up. He ends up going on to be the first great preacher in the first century, the first great preacher of the Christian church. The Judas is the Greek spelling of the word Judah. Judah, it would sound like in Aramaic. And of course, Judah then was named after the great ancestor of Jesus Christ himself, one of the 12 sons of Israel, one of the 12 tribes, the tribe of Judah, the one to whom the promise was given. From Judah's offspring would come the Messiah, Jesus Christ himself. So the name, while the name Peter means rock, the name Judah or Judas really stands in to mean the children of the promise of God, the people to whom God has promised salvation. We know that, of course, to be all people. In those days, that was a narrowly understood promise to mean some descendant of Judah, or in Greek, Judas. Irony, or the providence of God? So, Matthew's gospel, and I have to say that because we've been following the Cotton Patch Gospel, and because the Cotton Patch Gospel is based largely on the writings of Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, with a little bit of John sprinkled in, I've been spending my time hip deep in Matthew, this during the course of this couple of months. Not to mention the fact that we're also studying Matthew on Wednesday nights during our Bible study, which you're all invited to join us at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this week because we're going to tackle the one of the most famous texts in the whole New Testament, the Beatitudes. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit, etc., etc. We're going to do that this Wednesday night, and I hope to show you that text maybe in a way that you've never seen it before. So I've been hip deep in Matthew, and this is not my first rodeo, folks. This is not the first time that I have used the passion narrative, the story of the days leading up to and including the death of Jesus. We call that the passion narrative. Passion just means suffering. It's not the first time I've used those stories and those texts to kind of guide my personal devotions. But because of this, Cotton Patch Gospel, and because I've been preparing for Sunday mornings with you, that's where I've been. I've been deep in Matthew, and I found something this week that I had never seen before, and I'm very excited to share it with you, which just goes to show this is why we keep reading the Bible over and over and over again, because maybe it's the 400th time and you see something you've never seen before. So don't give up reading your Bibles, even though it seems like you might have been by this point before. Keep reading. And it was this week that I recognized something, and that's what led me to ask you this question this morning. Who do you associate yourselves better with, Peter or Judas? Now, I'm kind of in the back of my mind as I'm thinking this through, and I know what my answer would be to that question immediately. It'd be Peter, right? Who wants to associate themselves with Judas? We know what Judas did. We kind of saw it here. We saw it last week in more detail as he, you know, went and took the blood money from the scribes and Pharisees, and then at the beginning of this week's episode, he kisses the Son of Man goodbye. Judas sold Jesus out. But if we pause at that moment, the moment that Jesus is buried, if we pause right there and look at Peter and look at Judas, they're the same guy. So if you're like me, if you would rather associate yourself with Peter instead of Judas, if that just fits better, if it seems like the wiser choice to make, well, you're probably right in the long run. I mean, I'm not going to talk you out of that. But I would like to give you the only good reason to choose Peter as an answer to that question. The only good reason. There is only one difference between Peter and Judas, and it's probably not the difference that you were thinking of when you chose Peter over Judas. All right, now I'm gonna pause the sermon there, and I'm gonna back up a little bit, and I'm gonna bring us right back up to that question, because I wanna show you what Matthew showed me. Matthew goes out of his way in his retelling of the stories of Jesus. And you know, there are four big retellings of the stories of Jesus: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. One of Matthew's unique contributions is Matthew spends an enormous amount of attention on Peter and Judas. There are things we learn about those two characters from Matthew that we don't learn from Mark and Luke and John, just like there are things we learn from those other Gospels that we don't learn from Matthew. But Matthew, for some reason, and I think I may have that reason for us this morning, for some reason, Matthew wants us to really look at Peter and Judas. And here's what we find. First of all, Peter and Judas, both of them have been with Jesus from the beginning of his ministry. Both were called by Jesus to follow him. Both left behind their former lives and followed Jesus. Both became disciples of Jesus Christ. Both throughout, you know, in the course of Jesus' ministry, both of them, both Peter and Judas, were sent out by Jesus, and both kind of followed his lead and went out and tried to do ministry in the name of Jesus. Both of those guys would have seen indescribable miracles performed by Jesus. Both Peter and Judas would have watched as Jesus walked on water and fed 5,000. Both of them would have sat at Jesus' feet as Jesus told them the eternal truths as only Jesus could teach them. Both of them had been specifically taught by Jesus that when they get to Jerusalem, Jesus would be handed over to the authorities, he would be badly abused, and he would be killed. Both Peter and Judas were told this. Both Peter and Judas were also told by Jesus that on the third day, he would return to life from being dead. They both knew it. They both heard it. It gets better. Both, this is something that Matthew gives us that nobody else does. Both Peter and Judas were told by Jesus that they would have a special role to play in his betrayal and arrest and death. In fact, Matthew goes so far as to show us that both the betrayal of Peter and the betrayal of Judas were prophesied by the Old Testament prophets, Jeremiah and Zechariah. Do you get that? And don't forget, Peter does no better than Judas. Judas may have gone to the temple and taken the money and kissed the cheek of the Son of Man goodbye. But Peter is the one who said, I don't even know who he is. And Matthew goes to lengths to explain to us that both of those betrayals take place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophets. Not only that, but both Peter and Judas were told by Jesus, you will betray me. So far, they look pretty identical. Now think about this. So Jesus and Matthew are illustrating for us that the betrayal of Judas, which you know all about, and the betrayal of Peter, which I also just told you all about, were prophesied centuries earlier, prophesied also by Jesus himself, who told them it would happen. And then get this. Think about it. After centuries, they both happen within a couple of hours of each other. First Judas, then Peter, and the prophets, and the Son of God, their words are fulfilled. So that when Jesus is buried, you remember the moment we paused on. Now he's suffered and he's died. And he's laid to rest in the tomb, his body getting cooler by the moment. At that moment, folks, at that moment, there is not one single difference between Peter and Judas. Not one difference. Neither of them are a disciple of Jesus in any meaningful way whatsoever. Neither of them is following. Guess who's first to repent? Did you guess Judas? If you did, you're right. Matthew's gospel shows us that Judas repents of his sin before Jesus is even dead. Judas goes running back into the temple saying, I'm sorry, I repent, I've sinned against innocent blood. And he tries to give the money back and they won't take it. So he throws it on the ground. And they, those scribes and those Pharisees, those men who were charged with granting forgiveness of sins to the people of God, to Judah himself, to Judah the people, those scribes and Pharisees refused to give forgiveness. If I had asked you this morning before worship, why do you think Judas killed himself? You might have said something like this. Judas killed himself because he was terrorized by what he had done. Nope. The reason Judas killed himself was because the people of God refused to forgive him. So Judas repents long before Peter does. Still want Peter? Judas, what, not such a bad guy after all, huh? Problem is, there is one big difference between Peter and Judas, and it has nothing to do with Peter, and it has nothing to do with Judas. The only difference between Peter and Judas is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Peter manages to hang around long enough to meet the risen Lord. So if you want to pick Peter instead of Judas, don't pick Peter because, oh, well, you know, he didn't sell Jesus out. Yes, he did. Don't pick Peter because, well, he's the one with the stronger faith. Actually, if we were just to at least pause in that moment, no, he wasn't. It was Judas. If you want to pick Peter, pick him because of this. Peter received the risen Christ. Pick Peter because the risen Christ transformed Peter into a new man. Pick Peter because Peter received the new life directly from the risen Lord himself. And that is the only explanation why that pusillanimous Peter, by the way, pusillanimous just means cowardly, but I like the alliteration, you know, pusillanimous Peter. The resurrection of Jesus is the only reason why that coward becomes the great preacher of the book of Acts. It's nothing inside of Peter's heart. So the moment you start looking in, you know, like taking personal inventory of yourself and saying, well, you know, at least I believe in Jesus, be careful. Because if what you're hanging your faith on is something inside of yourself, you might just find yourself more like Peter than you want. When you hear yourself do that, stop, pause yourself, and bring yourself right back to that moment where Jesus is in the tomb. And realize that the reason he's there is because you don't have enough faith, because you can't devote your whole mind and heart and soul and strength to the Lord your God, because you can't really love your neighbor the way you love yourself. Realize that the reason he's in that tomb is so that you can receive the risen Christ from a point of no return. The actor says, we thought we'd seen the last of Jesus. And if you can't hear the despair in that sentence, you're not there yet. If you haven't met Jesus dead, in that moment when the tomb is sealed, in that moment where the singers, I love it, they're like, oh, just give us one more tomorrow. There is no more tomorrows without Jesus risen from the dead. You get that? There is nothing tomorrow if Jesus is not risen from the dead. Paul says, if it weren't for the resurrection of the Christ, we are the most pitiful of all people, for that's the only thing we hang our hope on. So if you're taking your personal inventory and realizing, well, you know, at least I've got a strong faith, not strong enough, folks. The only reason you have a tomorrow is Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That's the only reason. And you're here to receive it, to receive the risen Christ from a place of despair, of no hope. Christ is risen from the dead. He comes into your life, and you have more tomorrows than numbers can count. So to quote the Old Testament prophets just one more time, wait upon the Lord to renew your strength. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord your God, and he will mount you up like on the wings of an eagle, and you will fly. You will have as many tomorrows as you need. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we repent for even thinking that you might find us acceptable because of our own faith. Lord, thank you for showing us Peter and Judas. Thank you for giving us their testimony in their weakness so that we could find a safe place for our own weakness there in the tomb of your Son. And Lord, show us the risen Christ so that we might receive, along with Peter, all the tomorrows that you've got in store for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
There was a time I know when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below, but I went to the keeper and settled a long ago.
Long ago,
down on my knees, I settled it all. Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah.
And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago. Account was large and larger every day, for I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I would settle and settle long ago.
Long ago,
fell on my knees,
long ago,
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Metro Diner, where the locals eat. Folks who know where to go year-round for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekly specials. They flock to the Metro Diner that's been serving Lower Buck County since 2016. Metro Diner is located at 3630 Street Road in Bensalem. They're open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. Takeout orders can be made by calling 215-261-7080. The number again is 215-261-7080. So whether you're getting ready for a Phillies or Eagles game, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, join the crowd in fun at the Metro Diner. Metro Diner, where the locals eat.
When you want to catch fish, wise folk know you get the best fishing spots from neighborhood fishermen. When it comes to your car and homeowner's insurance needs, you don't want to go fishing for an agent. If you need a good neighbor for your car or homeowner's insurance, do what the wise people do. Get a good neighbor like your State Farm insurance agent. In Philadelphia, that's Mark Ziegler. Call 215-753-1501 for friendly personal service and a review of all available discounts. Once again, that number for a free quote, 215-753-1501. Give Mark Ziegler, your neighborhood State Farm agent, a call today. You'll be glad you did.
I'm a U.S. Army chaplain who knows how difficult it is to open a Bible and read it in the field. But the Military Bible Study makes it easy to listen to the Word of God everywhere, even when I'm serving on deployments.
Military Bible Study. What is it? The audio Word of God in a digital device, small enough to be used anywhere and tough enough for even the battlefield. See for yourself. Visit militarybiblestick.com. One brave warrior recently told us,
"When I'm unable to read my Bible in the field, I can use the Bible Stick to get my fill of God's Word. It lifts me up in hard times."
Hard times. Our men and women in uniform know a lot about hard times. They face difficulty, loneliness, and danger day after day. Strengthen, encourage, and carry them through with the gift of God's Word. Learn more at militarybiblestick.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much for listening. We hope you received a word of inspiration from Pastor's message today. Our Bible verse today is Romans 8:28. We know all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We hope to see you next week, same time, same station.